This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom aleichem, baruch ha'boim. Tonight, we're going to b'siyat Hashem do daf chav ches amin aleph. And if you're going to hang in there, we have an amazing eon topic, which is relevant mamish to all of Shas, and that's the subject of Dina de Machus Adina, just to get clear the various shitois and the Rishonim. So, we begin Chav Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom, where the Mishnah says, Noidrin laharogin ulecharomin ulemaychsin. We could make a neder to murderers, to plunderers, and to tax collectors. Shehi truma, afal pi she'ena truma. You're allowed to make a neder to somebody who's to a murderer, or to someone who's plundering, or to a tax collector. And you're allowed to say, no, don't take this. Why would you take it? It's truma. And it's aser to a czar, even though it's not truma. Or to say, shehin shel beis hamelech, they belong to the house of the king. Afal pi she'enon shel beis hamelech, even though they don't belong to the house of the king. So basically, you're lying, and you're taking a neder, and you're allowed to do this, lechatchila, in order to save your skin, or to save your money. Now, in a way, this is like nidrei oinsin. Nidrei oinsin are not chal. Here we're going to see they are chal. The neder is actually chal to some extent, because ultimately the Gemara is going to say the cases where you had in mind that you're making a neder. You're saying, I promise you, meaning I give you my word that this is truma. If this is not truma, then I aser this on myself as a neder. Now in your mind you're thinking, yeah, I aser on myself as a neder, but I only aser it for one day. Now, you didn't say one day. Since it's unqualified, your words are indefinitely. It's indefinitely considered usher. But you didn't, that's what you were thinking. So that's the first halacha of the Mishnah. This is a type of nidrei oinsin. Beishamai oimrim. Beishamai says, b'chol noidrim. You can make a neder with anything, meaning in order to support what you're saying, that let's say, for instance, this is truma, you can make a neder for anything, chutz mi b'shvua, but you can't take a shvua, you can't take an oath, because a shvua is more chamer. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, noidrin laharogin, lelistim Yisrael shahargim b'nei adam, to Jewish murderers that kill people. Now here's the thing, if they're going to kill you, so then, how is it going to help to tell them it's truma? If they're willing to violate loy sertzach, so then probably they would eat truma. No, no, no. It's called from murderers. There are many of them. From murderers. They would kill someone, but heaven forbid to eat truma? No, they would never eat truma. So, the Ran continues, ulamoichsin li pater min hameches, to exempt yourself from a tax. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? You're allowed to lie and say it's truma to exempt from tax? How could you exempt yourself from a tax? Don't we say dina de machusa dina? Aren't you obligated to pay taxes? Actually, yeah, okay, fine. Chutz mi b'shvua. Why can't you make a shvua according to Beis Shammai? Says the Ran, de chamira, shvua is chamor, de chsiv ba lo yinake. By shvua it says, you will not be found innocent. So there's a choymer of a shvua that, so therefore according to Beis Shammai you can't take a shvua. Beis Hillel omer maf b'shvua. Beis Hillel says you're even allowed to take a shvua. It doesn't mean you swear that this is truma. It means you swear you're not going to eat the peiros if this is not truma. Okay, so you can't take, you can't lie. In other words, you can't swear, I swear this is truma. That's straight up, shvua shav. You're lying. What you could do is, you say, if this is not truma, I swear I'm not going to eat it. Now, in your mind, you're thinking you're only not going to eat it for one day. Well, that's how the Gemara explains it. Okay. Beis Shammai yomrim lo yiftach loy b'neder. Beis Shammai says you can't advance toward the marauder, to the plunderer, to the murderer, with a neder. It's only if when you tell them, it's truma, they said, we don't believe you. So then you don't have a choice. You're up against the wall. You can make a nether. But you can't advance with a nether. Beisil says you could even advance the nether. Even though they didn't ask you to take the nether, you could advance the nether. The Gemara continues. The Mishnah continues. Beishama yomrim b'mashuhu madiroi. Only regarding what they tell you to take a nether. In other words, according to Beit Shammai, if they tell you, we don't believe you until you take the nether, you're allowed to take the nether. You're allowed to, they say, aser yourself on apples if this is not truma. And he says, I'll do better. I'll aser myself on apples and oranges. No, according to Beit Shammai, only what they want you to take a nether. And Beisil Omer Af B'Masha Inu Madir. You could take a nether even if in what they don't ask you. Ketzad. How is this? Amar loy, if they say to you, Amar koinim ishti nenesli. If the marauder says, say, you ask her with a koinim, your wife, from getting hana. For Amar koinim ishti ubanai nenemli. So Beis Shammai omrim. Beis Shammai says, ishtai muteres, your wife is mutter, because that's a valid nidre oinsim. Ubanav asur, and your children are taka asur. And who asked you to take such a nether? By the way, what about the factor of nether shabbat lo mitzvah shabbat lo kula? Beis Shammai never subscribed to that, remember? Beis Hillel says they're both mutter because you are allowed to take the additional nether. The question is, do we need that svara? Beis Hillel subscribes to nether shoter mitzvah hotar kulai. Okay, let's see the Ran. Bema. You can't advance with a nether if they don't say take a nether. B'mashu madiroi, only what he says, only what the marauder says to be menader. Shafilu pasach lo yidar el b'mashu madiroi. Even if they are the ones who advanced it, you can make a nether only what they asked you. Ishti mutaras ubanay asurin kivan shalahidiru bahem. Elamei Eilav Nadar. According to Beis Shammai, if you added to Aser your children, you'd be Aser to your children because they didn't ask you to take that nether. Frek de Gemara, the Mishnah says you're allowed to make a nether to say that something is Truma to avoid taxes for tax evasion. Aiv Amar Shmuel, Dina de Machusa Dina. But Shmuel says, Dina de Machusa Dina. Look in the Ran. Vehechi sharinan lemeidar hachi. How is it permitted to take such an nether kedei lihipater to become exempt from taxes? Kivan de menadin chayiv liten layasamechas. Since meikar adin, you're chayiv to give the taxes. B'moiches she'ein loy kitzba. Answers the Gemara. Amar of Chinana. Amar of Kahana. Amar Shmuel. We're talking about a tax collector that has no set amount, meaning he's out of control. He's taking more than he's supposed to. We'll see exactly what this means. Doesn't mean that the government gave him permission. Basically, the way tax collectors used to work is the king wanted taxes. The thing is, it's a pain in the neck to collect them. So he would give a guy a job, collect the taxes, and you get an X amount, and the rest give to me. You know, or you give me X amount, and the rest is yours. So the guy would sometimes say, if the rest is mine, I'll overcharge. So if he charges more than he is authorized to, so then you're allowed to evade it. Debei Rav Yani Amar, b'moiches ha'oimed me'elav. In the house of Yanni, so we're talking about a tax collector who's not appointed by the king. But if he's appointed by the king and he's collecting the right amount, you're now to evade taxes. Says the Ran, B'moiches she'ein Did I read the first one? Ayva Amar Shmuel Dina Mechus Adina V'hechi Sharina L'meidar Achi. Yeah, how are you allowed to make this nether? K'dei Lipater K'ivin D'min Adin Chayv Litein Lo Yes HaMechas. Says the Rambam, "Moiches she'ein loy kitzba." We're talking about a tax collector that has no set amount. V'kivin she'ein lav dinahu, it's not a din. Ela chamsenusa, he's just grabbing money unlawfully. V'chamsenusa, the moiches lav dinahu, and grabbing of a tax collector is not a din. Or B'moiches ha'oimed me'elav, shaloi b'mitzvas ha'melech. Now, the rest of the Ran is not authorized, but in the Eon Shir, if you could stick around, the Ran will talk about the ramifications of taxes outside of Eretz Yisrael and in Eretz Yisrael. And according to the Ran, taxes in Chutz Aretz are more obligatory to pay than taxes in Eretz Yisrael, because it's dependent on real estate ownership, and in Israel, all Jews own the land, so there's less of a right to be taxed. Okay, but we'll have to see, on what basis does Halacha say that when the government says pay taxes, you have to pay taxes? In other words, we understand you have to be a loyal citizen, but what's the halachic imperative that obligates you to pay when a government decides that you have to, you worked hard, you have a career, you went to school, you worked hard, now the government says, give me some of your money. So what are the halachic obligations toward such a payment? Okay, that's what we'll discuss afterwards. The Gemara continues, Shehin shal beis hamelech, va'af al pi she'enan shal beis hamelech. You say they belong to the king, even though they don't belong to the king. That's another neder that you are allowed to make. Says Gemara, Heichi nadar. What exactly is the neder? Meaning, what exactly are you being menader? What's the terminology? Which is, you know, this is not the first neder the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Afal pi she'enon truma. Shehi truma, afal pi she'enon truma. But we're asking, what exactly is the neder? Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Ba'omer, Ye asru peros oilam alayim einon shal beis hamelech. I aser all the fruits of the world on me if it doesn't belong to the king. So the Gemara asks, that can't be. Why? Kivin de Amar Ye asru. If he says all the fruits are aser, then itasru alei koper de alma. Then he's going to become aser to all the fruits. So, but the Mishnah implies that this is a trick that you could say. But if you taka say you aser all the fruits on you forever, or on you, then you're going to be aser in all the fruits. Look in the Ran. Heichi nadar. What does it mean, heichi nadar? What's the question exactly? It says the Ran, Lishna demasnisin kashale. We're questioning the language of the Mishnah. Why? De ka'amar noidrin shein truma. It says in the Mishnah, you may take a neder that it's truma. Veheichi shayach nidra b'hai lishna. How is a neder in this lashon shayach? Kelaimar, meaning to say, I da amar ye'esru peres oilam alai la'oilam. What did the guy say? If the guy said, I aser all the fruits of the world on me forever, ein dvarim shabalei mevat lema shoyitzi bepiv, then what you're thinking cannot nullify what you say, afilu gabayunsa ki hai. In other words, let's say like this. If you said explicitly, I aser all the fruits in the world on me forever, so then even though we know you're thinking not forever, but if you say the words forever and you wanted the guy to think that it's aser forever, then your thoughts will not be mevatalit. So it must be Ela dahacha stoma kamar. Here he didn't say forever. He just said unqualified, you're aser the fruits. Yasu peros oilam alai, unihid stoma lo'oilam mashma. It's true, stam implies forever. Hani mili heche deleka unsa. That's if there's no oinus. Misham de tfei mashma lo'oilam mi mehayoim. Because in general, if you unqualify, if your statement remains unqualified, your words imply that you're aser forever more than just today. But where there's an oinus, aval hecha deika unsa, hach unsa mefarish leila dibure. But when there's an oinus, the oinus explains and clarifies what you meant. The hayoim ka amar, kivan shloi amar beferosh behepach. That you said, even though you said unqualified, but we assume it means now. One second. I think this is an explanation. Again, the first question is, what did he say? What did he say? I guess we're assuming that if he said la'olam, then the fact that there's an oinus is not going to change it. So the Gemara says, where he just said, Yesu perso amalayim enum shalbeis hamelech. To which the Gemara asks, if he taka said, you're asering all the fruits, then you're going to become usher to all the fruits. It's interesting. The Ran doesn't really explain this line of the Gemara. I guess at this point, the Gemara is assuming that if you leave your statement unqualified, then we have to assume it means la'olam, and even though you say otherwise, or think other, or even though you say you were thinking otherwise, it's Dvarim Shabalev. So the Gemara has no choice but to say, you know what the case is, Ba'omer Hayoim, where the guy says, I asser all the fruits today. So Gemara says, if the guy says explicitly that I'm only assering the fruits today, that's so uncompelling, then the murderer is not going to back off. He's going to say, I don't believe you that it's Chuma. What proof is there that it's Chuma? Because you're willing to asser all the fruits today? A person could go a day without fruits. Says Gemara, Ba'omer Hayoim, Ida Amar Hayoim, Lo Mekavlim Nei Moiches. If you just say today, the tax collector, he's not going to accept what you're saying. Says Gemara, Ba'omer Beliboy Hayoim, Umoitzi Bisvasav Stam. You were thinking today, but you said that your nether is unqualified. Normally, if you make a nether unqualified, then we have to go with what you probably mean, namely forever. And if you say, no, I was only thinking today, we say it's Dvarim Shabalev Enam Dvarim. Here, the Oines allows us to accept your qualification that you only meant to Asura today. Here, V'yafagav the Sfirulan Dvarim Shabalev Enam Dvarim. Even though in generally we maintain Dvarim Shabalev Enam Dvarim, Legabi Oinsen Shani, Legabi Oines, it's different. And the Oines clarifies that if you tell us you were thinking Hayoim, then you're only going to be Asar Hayoim. Okay. The Gemara continues. Beishamai Oimrim Bakoel. Beishamai says you could do anything. You could even make a Shvua. Beishamai Oimrim B'mashuhu Madira. You can only make a nether on what they ask you. This is just a quotation from the Mishnah. They say, my wife is Asur in a Koinam, but Amar Koinam Ishti Ubanai Nanamli. And he adds, his children, Meshama Yomim, Ishtai, Mutaras Ubanav Asuren, Ubeisil Alaimim, Elu Veilu Mutarem. Okay. So now, again, the Mishnah holds, according to Beis Shammai, you can't offer anything. And even if they ask you, you can add, and you can make a Shvua. And Beis Hillel says, you could initiate, and you could even make a Shvua. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Tana Beis Shammai Oimrim Lo Yiftach Lo B'Shvua. Beis Shammai says you can't initiate with a Shvua. Beis Hillel Oimrim Af Yiftach Lo B'Shvua. Beis Hillel says you could advance with a Shvua. Lebei Shammai, so we can make two diyukim here. Or Bei Shammai. You can't advance with a shvua, but you could advance with a neder. Lebei Shammai b'shvu hu du la yiftach lai. You can't advance with a shvua ha b'neder yiftach lai. You could advance with a neder. Aye, but we learned in the Mishnah about Tanam Bei Shammai Yomrim La Yiftach Benether. Bei Shammai told in the Mishnah, you can't advance with another. And secondly, Vesu, and further, Miftach Hudu La Yiftach B'Shua, you can't advance with the Shvua, but Hamidar Nader B'Shua. You can't advance with the Shvua, but you, if they ask you to make a Shvua, you could. Hamidar Nader B'Shua, but you could promise to them with a shvu if they ask you. Iva atnam be shamay yomrim bechol noidrin chutzmi shvu. Be shamay says you can make a neder with anything, but not with a shvua. Meaning you could promise with anything, but not a shvua. So first of all, the language of the brisa implies that you can't advance with a shvua, but you could advance with a neder. That's against the Mishnah. And it says you can't advance with a shvua, but you could make one. So Gemara says no. The answer is really, when it says Bei Shammai says you can't advance with a shvua, it means you can't advance with a neder. You know why it picked a shvua? To teach you a chiddush in Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel says you could advance with a shvua, but in Bei Shammai you can't advance even with a neder, and you can't make a shvua altogether. Says the Gemara, Tana Masnisin Beneder. Our Mishnah was talking about a neder to tell you the strength of Bei Shammai. The Bei Shammai says you can't advance with a neder. Tana Braisa b'shvua. The Braisa taught a shvua that according to Bei Shammai you can't advance with a shvua. So to learn out the leniency in Beis Hillel that you could advance with a shvua, to teach the koyach of Beis Hillel, says the Ran. Tana masnisim b'neder lo idiacha koychan de Bei Shammai da filu b'neder lo yiftach. Tana b'raisa shua decha kocha de Beis Hillel da filu b'shvua yiftach. And the Gemara gives a second answer. Rav Ashi Omar hachi katani. Rav Ashi says this is what it is trying to say. Bei Shammai oimrim lo yiftach lo b'shvua. This is, the b'raisa is not even talking about nidrei oinsim. Lo yiftach lo b'shvua means b'shamayim in she'ila b'shvua. You can't be matter a shvua by a chacham through she'ila. Beis Hillel oimrim yei she'ila b'shvua. Beis Hillel says you could matter a shvua. Lo yiftach loy b'shvua is not talking about, lo yiftach loy b'shvua is not talking about advancing a shvua to a marauder. It's talking about being matar shvuas in general. Rav Ashi Amar Hachi Katani, Bei Shammai Oimrim Ein She'ila B'Shvua, Bei Hillel Oimrim Yei She'ila B'Shvua. Says the Ran, Rav Ashi Amar Hachi Kamar, Bei Shammai Oimrim Ein She'ila B'Shvua, V'loi Mitukma Hach Braisa B'Nishba Laharogin Klal, Ela Hachi Kamar, Misha Nishba Al Davar, Lo Yiftach Loi Chacham lahater loy shvua soy shein sheila b'shvua Beis Hillel oimrim yei sheila. This Mishnah is not talking about, this Braisa is not talking about swearing to Harogin at all. What it's talking about is somebody who swore on something, the Chacham should not be poiseach for him to matter a shvua because there's no sheila b'shvua, and Beis Hillel says there is sheila b'shvua. Okay, that is Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. And now you have the schos to hear a little bit about the amazing topic of Dina de Malchus Adina. Okay, so that's what we're going to do now. Don't go anywhere. Recording
stopped. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.